Yeah, I'll just go ahead and
pick it up again and just say that you said that you left Tahunga, and what year was that? Just this last
June.
June.
Yeah.
To come down here to stay with your daughter.
Until Michael got out of school, which will be in June. And I'll go back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, so you still own the
two houses up there, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, let's see, so there was your house that you built, and then your mother's...
I remodeled and added on to it.
Originally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just to go over some things I was wondering about with your children, and in the years that we've been talking about, say, after the war and things, when you... Raising your children, were there any books or any child-rearing books that you ever read or
no,
sources?
No.
Uh-huh.
I think we did everything by guess in those days.
Uh-huh. Now, I was wondering, with your mother staying with you, did you ever have...
Well, she didn't stay with
you. I mean, not staying with you, but taking care of them.
Oh, well, yes.
She came over to take care of the children.
We had little problems now and again. Yeah, she found her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you just have different ideas about what kinds of...
Well, we didn't go into it too much because we did have separate houses. But
mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so in terms of
attitudes about... Oh, yes. Well,
she would just be there for...
No, just during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And, I think every mother and daughter relationship has its problems, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara and I have entirely different ways of living, you know, really.
Mm-hmm.
Entirely different.
What kinds of things are different?
Well, everything. I'm finicky as all get out about the house and everything, and she's artistic, and she plays the piano beautifully. She paints. She painted that. She painted that. She painted the picture up there, and she's the strictly artistic type, you know, and kind of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't stand it, you know, to... So we are both aware of this, so we're both very careful, you know, and but that's, I think every mother and daughter relationship is that way, but I mean, if you care enough about each other, why, you can get through all of that, you know, without any problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, my mother and I were the same way, you know, she was very active in the PTA, fortunately, but as soon as my father died, she just seemed to practically stop living, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so it was, but we got along as well as anyone can be expected.
Mm-hmm. Did you, I was wondering with, in terms of your daughter growing up, what kinds of, were there... Anything, any special hopes or expectations that you had for her growing up? I mean, back in the years of
the... Yeah, well, you always hope they're going to be happy. You know, this is the main thing, I think, that they will be happy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did, now, in the neighborhood where you're living, are there any other children than your children's age?
Oh, yes. Yeah. There was always a house full of... Growing up, the house was always full of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and that's the thing when, she was 22 and he was 27. Barbara got married. Roland got married in April,
mm-hmm.
and Barbara got married in June of the same year. And not too long ago, you see, my son's two oldest ones are out on their own now, and mentioned, I said, remember when you left, you know, one right after the other? He said, gee, that must have been an awful time for you. He realizes it now. then he could care less, you know. Mm-hmm. But they stayed home, and we really had a very, very good relationship. I mean, it was just absolutely, I think it was exceptional, really.
Mm-hmm.
And we enjoyed each other's company. We, of course, when he reached 17, why, he wouldn't go out with us anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more family, things like that, which is normal.
Mm-hmm.
But Barbara did. We went up to Las Vegas together when she was working. She graduated from high school, and she had a week's vacation, and we went up to Las Vegas together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And had a marvelous time.
Did, your son went to work. He was working when he was in high school at Las Vegas.
Well, just for the year, uh-huh. Yeah, during the war.
And then what did he do after high school, before he came in?
Well, he went to work for a contractor building houses.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one who fixed up this, my mother and dad's garage. It's a huge garage. And he lined it and fixed it up. Absolutely beautiful. It was just beautiful. And my mother and father owned two lots at Big Bear. And after my father died, she knew that she would have no use for them. So one Christmas, she gave us the two lots up there at Big Bear. And he and his friends built a beautiful one-room house up there. They inspected him around, and they said, boy, this is really city codes that they built. They did a very good job.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked there with this man for about a year, and then his dad was working for, it turned into Goff Industries.
Mm-hmm.
It's electrical and electronics and whatever, and he went to work down there,
mm-hmm.
You know. I don't know what he did. He was working in the electrical, and he's always been very handy about doing everything. You know, he could do electrical work, he could do plumbing,
mm-hmm.
and anything technical like that, but he wouldn't do anything in the yard. But, and he worked down there until his father quit there and went into business for himself, and then he went to work for his father.
Mm-hmm. Now, your daughter, going through high school and things, did she seem to have, I remember very much telling about how you were in this athletics when you were very happy.
Yeah, athletics,
sport.
Yes.
Did she?
No, neither of them did. They had absolutely no interest in sports.
Mm-hmm. What was her interest in sports?
Well, she was, I gave her piano lessons. She loved to play the piano.
Mm-hmm.
And she did belong to the drill team. And then also she was an a cappella. They had a marvelous a cappella,
mm-hmm.
in Verdugo Hills the 2 years that she was there. It was absolutely terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a marvelous teacher there, and she did a little theatrical work. She liked that,
mm-hmm.
and she was always more or less that way inclined,
mm-hmm.
and very good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she, when she finished high school, she went to work for the LA Times,
mm-hmm.
but that was not. She worked there for about a year, I think. That she was working for the Times when we. She got her vacation. We went up to Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
and then she worked for Mobil Oil. She worked for Mobil Oil until.
What kinds of things was she doing?
Clerical,
uh-huh.
Clerical.
Mm-hmm.
She did clerical work.
Mm-hmm.
And this was very. I guess this must have been very difficult for her to do clerical work. Being, I understand anybody who is artistically inclined like that. It's very difficult for her to do. The clerical work.
Mm-hmm.
But, that's why she went into real estate, you know, after she was divorced.
Mm-hmm. Now, she got married when she was
She was 22.
And how long was she there?
18 years.
So when was she? What was the year that they both got married? The answer that was.
Oh, gee, I don't know. Let's see. Barbara was 22, and she was born in 1933, so it must have been 57.
Then she was married until.
1963.
And she's been single.
And you think he's dating someone?
Yeah,
he's a darling, he really is.
When you look at your own life, let's go back a little bit. In the years when you changed the clerical work, I think, and stopped. Did you stop having overtime then too, or did you keep working Saturday?
There was no overtime, period.
So just a few people in the department?
As Lockheed progressed and became more financially stable, there was overtime. But like I say, the overtime had to be limited to a certain amount. It still was. Always. You put in your overtime requirements, and there were certain things that had to be done every weekend. Every weekend there were certain things that had to be maintained around the plant. But then when special things came up, these were the special things that were put into the report and the request made, but we still had a basic number of hours that is all that could be used. And if it went over, an emergency came up, everyone had to go up to the head office, all the bosses, and justify that overtime.
So did you end up working mainly the Monday through Friday?
Monday through Friday, because I told my boss, if there's ever an emergency or anything, I will work, but don't feel you're doing me a favor by giving me some overtime.
What kinds of things did you do in terms of activities, say, outside of work and after the war?
I don't know. When you work 5 days a week, and then, I don't know. I had friends that I would see, and I like concerts, and we had a group that we'd meet about once a month. There were about, I think, 8 of us, and we would go out to dinner and go to someone's house and then play poker afterwards and just enjoy ourselves and just have a good time. And these were all girls. One of the husbands was standing behind us one time. He was in the room. He said, I can't stand it any longer. We had so much fun. I had these other friends that I would take trips with, different trips and vacations.
What kind of places did you go?
Well, these one couple, the ones were so close to me, they retired. They were older than I, about 12 years older than I, and they had a trailer, and they did a circle. They were gone a year, circled the United States, and they were in Arizona, and I took 2 weeks and went back to Tucson and stayed with them. And it was just terrific. I just fell in love with Arizona and going down to Tubac and Nogales and everything. I just loved it. And then one time we had the trailer, and we went up to a place called Trinidad on the coast up above Eureka, up there. And we were there for 2 weeks, and we got a salmon and smoked it and canned it and We went inland to Blue Lake and picked blackberries and made jam and had that. These great, big, beautiful blackberries. And, different things like that. And then we had Big Bear. And that's right. We had the place of Big Bear. We went there practically every weekend. Every three-day weekend, we would be up at Big Bear.
And when you were up there with it, I mean, what kind of things did you...
Oh, we go bowling, and there was little nightclubs up there, and we go hiking. It was not the sophistication that it is now, you know. My son has a condominium up there now, you know, in Snow Summit, and they ski, the whole bunch skis. And then he has a boat, and they go water skiing. And it's lost all its appeal. I was just talking to Ann about that yesterday, that Big Bear used to be practically my home, you know, but now it has absolutely no appeal for me.
So it sounds like you're doing still doing things with your family. After the children were married, did that change your social life much, or things you were doing outside of work?
No, not really. As a matter of fact, I did most of my dating while they were still at home there. After that, I did very little.
Did you stay, when your children got married, did you stay in contact much with them?
Oh, yes, they were there every Sunday for dinner. Yeah, oh, yes.
So it wasn't like they really...
Oh, no, because, well, Roland lived in La Crescenta, and Barbara and Bob had a home in Lake Pew Terrace. We were all very close at that time, and then the little kids started coming along, and we still were. Although the element in Lake Pew Terrace got to be pretty bad, you know, and so they sold just in time, you know, before they turned. It's completely black now, and they sold. And they moved to Garden Grove, and that's why, and they've been down Orange County ever since.
How many children do they each have?
They each had three. My son had two girls and a boy, and my daughter had two boys and a girl, and those are the two little biddies. Her daughter has those two children.
So you're
two great children. I went out there last Thursday and bought Justin a Christmas tree and decorations, and we went shopping and had lunch together.
When you reflect on your life, what would you say were the happiest times?
Oh my, I don't know. I can't say any time. I can't say my marriage because it was. I really don't know. There seem to be more problems right now because there's so many, but I imagine that's why. I don't know that there are so many, but I would never trade places with any of my friends that I know, my life or anything. I can't say what is the happiest time.
What would be maybe the most unhappy?
Right after I got divorced. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Was that
an adjustment that I had a very difficult time making. I really did. I had a very difficult time making the adjustment.
If you had anything that you could do differently?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Of course, I can see all things in my children's lives that they should have done differently.
Back at the, say, the the Warriors when you first started into work at Lockheed. How do you feel now looking back on that time?
Well, I don't see how I ever did it. I mean, really and truly, you know. I wouldn't ever want to go through that again. I couldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
My time at Lockheed was mostly very nice, but there were some really rough spots, you know, it was bound to be in everyone's life, I think. When I was most unhappy about my job and most unhappy about the people I work with, but I seem to be able to work out an adjustment into a predicament that I get into any time.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the time it might be very good.
Mm-hmm. When you look back on that time, do you think, what kinds of changes did it make for you in your life that the world was within?
Oh, it changed it completely.
Mm-hmm.
Because I belonged to many, many clubs, you know. I had offices in the PTA and Mother's Auxiliary, the Boy Scouts, and they were asking me to join the women's club, which I thought that was about time for me to go to work and do something useful. So, and I have not joined. I've only joined one thing just last year. There was an ad in a little local paper up there in Tahunda about the La Cañada Leisure Club was having a trip to the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, if there's anybody, they were just starting the club then, and I had never done anything like that before. So I went over to see about it and put my name in for the trip. And I had an absolute stranger for my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had a marvelous time. They're a terrific group of people. Now, another friend and I went over to Burbank to the senior citizen thing to see about playing bridge. And we looked in at this great big room with all these gray-haired people, and we said, we're not ready for this yet. But this group is very lively, and they are going to, the trip to the Grand Canyon was just absolutely marvelous. And they're going to have another trip up to the Gold Country in Sacramento and Santa Cruz and Monterey in April, and I'm signing up for that.
Mm-hmm.
If it's so good.
Mm-hmm. So you also did some other traveling, didn't you? You're telling me about...
I have my uncle lived in Bethesda, Maryland. He married again, and I've been going back and forth. I've got very acquainted with his wife, you know, and she and I went to Greece and Egypt together and had a wonderful, it was just a marvelous trip.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going 2 weeks on the trip, and then I stayed back there 2 weeks with her.
Mm-hmm.
And because I have a friend in Baltimore, and then this one friend in Annapolis, and I got to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And then before that, about 2 or 3 years before that, I went back,
mm-hmm.
to, and I stayed 1 week with them in Bethesda and 1 week with this other friend of mine in Baltimore and got to see all of that, went through Gettysburg and all of that country back there.
Mm-hmm. Now, it sounds, I know you've done traveling since retiring. Are there other things that you've done that you've been involved in, traveling in one club?
Mm-hmm. Well, just that one trip with them and go another, but my sister lives in Mexico City, so I do go down there quite often.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down in August. I spent August with her down there. And then 4 years ago, Mike, who's staying here, he's 17, so he was, what was 4 years ago? He was 12. He was 12 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
In August, we went down on the train to Mexico, and that's the second time I've been on the train trip.
Mm-hmm.
That's quite a wonderful experience. It really is. It's marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
I speak a little Spanish, you know, and the people on there are, the Mexican people are just really terrific. They're really a very nice, loving people down there.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask you in terms of comparing with your own growing up years and your own youth, about if you've seen changes in the role or position of women.
Yes. Oh, good heavens, yes.
Mm-hmm. In what ways would you say things have changed?
Well, the women are far more aggressive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I got married, he just didn't work afterwards. I mean, this was an accepted fact. He did not work.
Mm-hmm.
He stayed at home and took care of the house, and that's all you did.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know whether you could understand it or not. I mean, the change. I mean, it was just almost like black and white. Well, of course, women working during the war changed. That was changed radically, you know, because so many women went to work during the war.
It was
a married woman working was considered taking a job away from a man. You know, it wasn't necessary for her to work, and she shouldn't do this because she was taking a job away from a man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when you were, you tell me when you first went to work in the war that you were just doing work for about a year.
Yeah, I thought the war,
And then even after the war ended, you continued to work. What made you decide to
continue? Well, I liked the money at that time.
Mm-hmm.
No, I felt it necessary, you know, to, well, like I say, when the war was over and we didn't have Saturday work, we got panicky and thought we'd have to work, get another job, which I didn't do, of course.
Mm-hmm. And you had plans for the money you were making?
Well, I wanted to build a house.
I was wondering how you feel about the women's movement.
I'm not a woman liver.
Mm-hmm.
I do not like to be called MS, Miss.
Uh-huh.
I don't like that, no.
Mm-hmm.
The Reader's Digest sends me saying for Miss, and I don't have any objection to that. That doesn't bother me, but anything that comes MS, I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's an anonymy. It's like a number or something. There's no identification.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any thoughts about the ERA?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I don't particularly, I had no interest in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's this friend of mine in Bethesda, I went to Greece, but she's very active in women's lib.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't discuss that, and we didn't discuss politics either.
When you were... when you were raising your daughter, how did you feel about the idea of her working?
I thought it was fine.
Uh-huh.
Well, at that time, the whole idea of working, women working, had changed. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any experience about her working, say, after she got married? Or?
No.
Uh-huh.
No, as a matter of fact, I wished that she had kept on working, you know, after... Really, because her husband never did hold a job more than 2 years at a time,
mm-hmm.
and she should have kept on working.
Mm-hmm. So
she would have been in a much better position
mm-hmm.
than she is now, you see.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that that I haven't covered that
you... No, I was hoping you would do it because I had three little items there. I thought this is going to be a very short and... Oh, well, yeah. I have traveling and then built the houses, okay, but I do...